In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the memorial of Our Lady of Lourdes, and I think most of us know the story of Our Lady of Lourdes, how the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Saint Bernadette Subaru and revealed a spring, and many of those who have been and since then who have bathed in the spring have received physical healings, and far many more have received spiritual healings and strength to deal with their illness. If you ever get the chance to visit the Shrine at Lourdes, do so. It is truly a remarkable place. And if you have a copy of the movie The Song of Bernadette, which is probably one of the best religious movies ever made, and very faithful to the true story of the apparitions of Lourdes, watch it today or tomorrow. Be a very good thing to do. When we think of the sick, oftentimes we think of a burden. Because let's face it, taking care of someone who's sick is not a whole lot of fun. There's all sorts of bodily stuff you have to take care of. Oftentimes when people get sick, it's a physical as well as a psychological function, that they turn in upon themselves and focus so much on their own illness because, you know, the body does that in order to heal itself. But psychologically, people will turn in on themselves and become very selfish. But the reason is because they're in peril and they need to cure themselves. And so, you know, being around sick people isn't all that much fun. And yet, whoever told you being around people was supposed to be fun? Whoever told you that you were supposed to get warm fuzzies from all of the good things that you were enabled to do? You know, taking care of the sick is a great thing because it teaches us that our duties to others and a person's value do not depend upon our emotional reaction, or again, on how beautiful a person is, how pleasant they are to be around. You know, Jesus didn't say, you know, treat your brother as you would if he was a really nice guy and you got a lot of good stuff out of treating him. No, he said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so the sick, and we are also told by our Lord in several of his parables that when we take care and minister to those who are sick, we are in fact ministering to himself, to Christ. And oftentimes, you know, ministering to the sick is very draining. You know, I can tell you as a priest, you know, that's part of the job. Some sick people, when you go and visit them, you come out feeling so depressed that you want to go home and belt sand your face off. They just drain so much out of you. But there are those rare gems who you go out and go, wow, was I ministering to them or were they ministering to me? But regardless of any of that, they are our brothers and sisters. And while sometimes the sick can be cured, and ultimately all of the sick will be cured in the resurrection of the dead, because in the resurrection there will be no sickness, no age, nothing like that, so there's something to look forward to. But even if a sick person cannot be cured, it is still our obligation to be present to them, to help them, as we would hope that they would help us. And the value of a sick person in helping us to realize what is truly essential about a human person is beyond price. Think about our Holy Father of happy memory, St. John Paul II. You know, most people, when they think about him, think about the young John Paul II who was vibrant, who went skiing, who was just, oof. But when I think about him, I think about when I met him in person. And the Parkinson's was very, very evident, just about 3 years before he died. I think that he did more good by staying Pope, even though he was sick, even though he didn't look too great, even though he drooled, than he did beforehand. because in a very particular way, he showed us the value of a person does not depend upon externals, but upon the one fact that they are made in the image and likeness of God. And so today we pray for the sick. We also pray for those who care for the sick. And we pray for all of us that we will realize that the sick are not a problem to be solved, but brothers and sisters to be loved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.